All right, buckle up, because today we are diving headfirst into Sweet NetSurfer Extreme.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so too. And we're going deep, like spelunking into the developer notes. Deep.
Straight to the source. Their Sweet NetSurfer readme pdfhq.pdf file. Kind of like getting a behind-the-scenes peek at how the sausage is made, you know?
You know what? That's a perfect analogy. And you're into tech, so get ready to uncover what makes this browser tick, maybe what features will get you excited, and who knows, maybe even a couple of surprises along the way.
I'm always up for a good surprise.
This README file, though, I gotta say, these developers, they don't lack confidence.
Oh, tell me about it. Right off the bat, they're calling NetSurfer Extreme the fastest browser on the net. No mincing words.
They are not holding back at all. It's almost like, I don't know, they wrote this README as a manifesto for a new browsing experience. They're really going for it.
And speed and customization, that's their recipe, their secret sauce.
And frequent updates, too. They're pushing out new versions like every month. They're really not
Yeah.
letting this browser collect dust.
Yeah, and it's built on Chromium, which is interesting.
That's huge, right? I mean, you know what that means, right? You get that performance, the familiarity of Chrome, but with a focus on privacy, you just won't find in like your vanilla Chrome, you know?
Yeah, it's like they took Chrome, added a privacy shield, and then cranked the speed dial to 11. A pretty potent combination.
Absolutely. And they even link to actual speed tests.
Yeah.
It's like they're saying, don't just take our word for it. Put us to the test. Bold move.
Oh, absolutely. Gotta respect that. But it makes sense though, right? I mean, think about it. This is for the tech-savvy user, the one who loves to tinker, to
For
optimize.
sure. The kind of person who reads patch notes for fun.
Speaking of fun, they mention this Easter egg hidden in the browser. What do you think? Some kind of secret feature?
Okay, now that's intriguing. It's like they hid a little digital treasure
Yeah.
somewhere in their code. But before we get lost hunting for Easter eggs, we got to talk about their big focus, their bread and butter, privacy and security. Because this is where Sweet NetSurfer Extreme is really trying to carve out its niche.
Okay, so they've got this built-in ad blocker.
Pretty standard these days.
Right, you see that everywhere. But Sweet NetSurfer Extreme, they're not messing around. They let you manually update it, pull their list online, even create your own block lists. It's wild. Talk about granular control. Like, they hand you the keys to the castle and say, go ahead, curate your own internet experience. Ads driving you crazy. Boom, gone. See you later.
No more slashing banners or those creepy personalized ads that seem to follow you around. It's like they understand the pain.
They get it, and it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
They've got this private mode, not your grandma's incognito mode. This is like next level.
Data collection,
Yeah.
not on their watch. What were you saying about a fortress?
A fortress. They're serious about shielding your browsing, your data, everything from prying eyes. You are in the driver's seat, no backseat drivers here.
And just when you think it can't get any more private, bam, they hit you with this cookie blocking in its own separate pop-up, like a dedicated bouncer for your cookies.
You know, that actually is kind of cool. They're not pretending to be something they're not. It's like they're saying, look, we get it. Sometimes you want to be invisible. Sometimes you just want to control the guest list.
Options. Gotta love options. Speaking of options, what about these internal flags? Are those like the secret menu?
Think of them as the expert settings. You know, those hidden menus you find in software when you want to tweak every little thing.
Only for the brave.
Exactly. But with these, you can fine-tune things like security protocols, data protection, all that good stuff. But like you said, it's for the tinkerers, the optimizers, the ones who want to peek under the hood and get their hands dirty.
So basically, if you're comfortable digging a little deeper, those internal flags could be your best friend for really locking things down. Though I did notice something kind of funny in the README.
Let me guess, the blue restart button.
You already knew.
Had to laugh. Use this button to apply your flag changes. Spoiler alert, it doesn't work.
Talk about a classic developer move. Here's a button, just don't press it.
It's those little quirks, though, right? They make you realize, hey, this isn't your cookie cutter browser. This is something different.
It's like that indie band that hasn't quite hit the big time yet. Raw, a little rough around the edges, but full of potential.
And a whole lot of heart. Which brings us to those unique features that really make Sweet NetSurfer Extreme stand out from the crowd, like their take on extensions.
They're all about third-party extensions, but with a twist.
They got to be in a specific format, manifest.json v3.0. Sounds technical, but really it's just their way of making sure things run smoothly.
So you might have to hunt down your extensions from like the depths of GitHub.
Maybe, but that's part of the adventure, right? This browser is for the explorers, the ones who don't mind venturing off the beaten path.
The ones who know their way around a command line.
Precisely. And then there are these hidden system calls, which... Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. Imagine accessing things like your router, your network-attached storage, all within the browser itself.
Wait, hold up. Seriously, direct access like that?
That's what they're saying. No more switching between applications or digging through menus. Manage your whole network without leaving the browser window. It's a power user's dream.
It's like they took all those separate tools and just said, you know what? You can do it all from here.
It's that philosophy of control again, right? Giving users the power to shape their own digital environment. And for the gamers out there, well, they didn't forget about you.
Oh, yeah. The Warp Drive gaming mode sounds intense, yeah. Like something out of Star Trek.
Right. Engaging Warp Drive. They say it gives you direct CPU and GPU access, zero latency. You need administrator rights just to turn it on.
So potentially a huge performance boost for gamers.
That's the idea. It's like they're saying, look, we know you need every ounce of power you can get, so we're giving you the keys to the engine room.
I love that they're not afraid to experiment, to push the boundaries of what a browser can be. But it's not just about speed and games, right? They've also got this whole collection of integrated tools. It's like they're blurring the line between a browser and like a full-blown operating system.
It's an interesting approach. Like they're trying to create a self-contained ecosystem, a one-stop shop for all your digital needs. And one of their key building blocks are these PWA software progressive web apps. Have you heard of these?
PWAs? Vaguely. It's like web apps on steroids or something, right?
Exactly. They're web apps, but they function offline, just like traditional desktop applications. Fast, reliable, and no installation required.
So it's like having a whole app store built right into the browser. What kind of apps are we talking about? Give me some examples.
Oh, you name it. They've got it. Productivity tools, games, utilities, the whole nine yards. And get this, they're all free. Full editions, no restrictions.
Really? Most companies would kill to charge a subscription fee for that.
I know, right? It's a breath of fresh air. But wait, there's more. They also have this tool called Sweet PC Drop.
PC Drop. Sounds familiar. What is that?
Picture this. You need to transfer files between your Android phone and your Windows PC, or even between two Windows PCs. But you don't want to mess around with cloud storage or even need an internet connection. That's where PC Drop comes in.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How does that even work?
They use a direct peer-to-peer connection over your Wi-Fi network. Fast, secure, no third parties involved.
It's like having your own private data pipeline. No more worrying about your files floating around in the cloud.
Oh. So
they've got the speed, the privacy, the features. They're really checking all the boxes. But come on, no software is perfect, right? There's got to be a catch somewhere. Spill the beans. What did you find in those developer notes? All right, spill the tea. What kind of quirks are we talking about?
Well, remember that thing about setting virtual desktops as your homepage? Turns out that can cause a few hiccups, like the browser not shutting down properly.
Oh, really? So it's like a ghost in the machine still lurking even after you close it?
Kinda, yeah. The workaround is to navigate away from that virtual desktop page before you hit the big red X.
Ah, so a little manual intervention does the trick. It's those little things that make you realize, okay, this isn't your grandma's browser.
It's true. But for some users, those little imperfections are part of the charm. It's like they're saying, we're not perfect, but we're real. And I gotta say, their commitment to a free and open internet, it's refreshing. No hidden fees, no data harvesting, just pure browsing bliss.
They really double down on that no login, no account policy, don't they?
It's a bold move in this day and age. They're basically saying, your data's yours. We don't want it. Go wild.
So, after diving deep into this rabbit hole of a browser, what's the final verdict? Is Sweet NetSurfer Extreme the perfect browser for everyone?
Probably not. But for the right user, someone who values speed, customization, privacy, and isn't afraid of a little adventure, it could be a match made in heaven.
It's a browser that's not afraid to be different.
Okay.
To challenge the status quo. And honestly, that's pretty cool to see.
It reminds us that we have choices, that there are always alternatives out there if you're willing to look.
So if you're even a little bit curious, we urge you to check out Sweet NetSurfer Extreme. Download it, poke around, see what you discover. You might be surprised at what you find. Who knows? Maybe you'll even find that hidden Easter egg they were talking about.
Now that would be a story to tell.
It would. But for now, we'll leave that adventure up to you. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time.